from KQED.
Now, a story about a cultural divide over healthcare in the Central Valley. Thousands of Hmong refugees settled there in the mid-70s, and like most immigrants, they brought their own traditions with them. Back home, the Hmong were more likely to see a shaman than a doctor when they got sick, and that has presented something of a challenge for healthcare professionals here in California. A hospital in Merced is addressing that with a program called Partners in Healing. Shuka Kalantari reports.
A Hmong shaman dressed in an ornate red costume is standing in a crowded living room in Winton, a small Central Valley town. She sways back and forth rhythmically as she shakes ceremonial bells over a young pregnant woman who sits quietly. A rope is lightly tied around the woman's stomach. It connects to another rope wrapped around the belly of a newly slaughtered pig that lies on a sheet of plastic spread across the living room floor. After the ceremony, the woman and her family prepare for a feast. Mei Yang, the shaman, explains that this ceremony is a Hmong version of prenatal care.
This ceremony was to help the mother and baby.
More specifically, to help their spirits separate. Traditionally, Hmong women turn to shamans, not doctors, for their prenatal care. But Yang says that's starting to change.
The Hmong, they had a very difficult time to understand Western medicine. Nowadays, people are more likely to visit a doctor when they are sick.
That's partly because Yang and other shamans are being trained in Western medicine, and now they're more likely to refer their patients to doctors.
When my patient called to do a ceremony, I usually tell them to go to the doctor first. If the doctor cannot find anything, then they will come to me and then I will do the ceremony for them.
Young is one of many shamans that has been trained in the Partners in Healing program at Mercy Medical Center. It's a unique program in Merced that teaches the basics of Western medicine, what x-rays are, what heart monitors do, and when to call for an ambulance. The shamans, in turn, learn when to advise their Hmong patients to see a doctor.
This is the x-ray or radiology department, and this room is a CT scan machine room here. And we taught the shaman here in this room also.
That's Cheng Beng Her, an interpreter at Mercy Hospital who translates for shamans and the hospital's Hmong patients. He demonstrates how an automated recording of his voice explains in Hmong how a CAT scan works for when he's not around to translate for patients.
I say, take a breath, hold it, and then you can breathe.
He also acts as a cultural broker between the shamans and medical staff. He says the key is to explain things like CAT scans in a way that's sensitive to how shamans see the world.
The doctor uses this to see illness and disease. Whereas the shaman, they can see spirits. So we make that comparison so they understand about the equipment.
Cheng Beng says the Partners in Healing program, now in its 12th year, makes shamans in the Hmong community more trusting of Western medicine. The reverse is also true. Doctors now know what to expect from their Hmong patients. But that wasn't always the case.
When they first started coming to the hospital, our staff did not know their practices.
Janice Wilkerson directs cultural programs at Mercy Hospital. She says the hospital made some mistakes at first they weren't very proud of and did not want to have happen again.
When the Hmong would come to our emergency department, staff would sometimes cut off the knotted strings on their wrist, which was part of the Hmong shaman's healing.
Wilkerson says it's been a two-way learning process. Doctors also attend Hmong healing ceremonies where they get to spend time with shamans outside of the hospital setting.
It's bridged that gap from our physicians, our staff, to the Hmong culture.
The program has trained over 100 shamans throughout the Central Valley. Now medical centers in cities with large Hmong populations, such as Sacramento and Fresno, are looking to the Partners in Healing program as a model for bridging that gap. For the California Report, I'm Shuka Kalantari.